It's a secondary organ of a total human being, and it must not put itself in control. It must submit and serve the humanity of the body.
Join me, and I will complete your training.
When it does put itself in control, you get this fodder, the man who's gone over to the intellectual side.
I'll never join you!
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
He isn't thinking or living in terms of humanity. He's living in terms of a system. And this is the threat to our lives. We all face it. We all operate in our society in relation to a system. Now, is the system going to eat you up and relieve you of your humanity? Or are you going to be able to use the system to human purposes?
Would the hero with a thousand faces help us to answer that question about how to change the system so that we are not serving it?
I don't think it would help you to change the system, but it would help you to live in the system as a human being.
By doing what?
Well, like Luke Skywalker, not going over, but resisting its impersonal claims.
But I can hear someone out there in the audience saying, well, that's all well and good for the imagination of a George Lucas or for the scholarship of a Joseph Campbell, mm-hmm. but that isn't what happens in my life.
You bet it does. If the person doesn't listen to the demands of his own spiritual and heart life and insists on a certain program, you're going to have a schizophrenic crack-up. The person has put himself off-center. He has aligned himself with a programmatic life, and it's not the one the body's interested in at all. I mean, the world's full of people who have stopped listening to themselves. In my own life, I've had many opportunities to commit myself to a system and to go with it and to obey its requirements. My life has been that of a maverick. I would not submit.
You really believe that the creative spirit ranges on its own out there beyond the boundaries?
Yeah, I do.
Something of the hero in that. I don't mean to suggest that you see yourself as a hero.
No, I don't, but I see myself as a maverick.
So perhaps the hero lurks in each one of us when we don't know it.
Well, yes. I mean, our life evokes our character, and you find out more about yourself as you go on. And it's very nice to be able to put yourself in situations that will evoke your higher nature rather than your lower.
Give me an example.
I can give you a story. I'm dealing with an Iroquois story right now. There's a motif that comes in American Indian stories very often, what I call the refusal of suitors.